Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you for being here. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We have already talked about the contract extension of Mark Andrews with the Baltimore Ravens. I thought the writing was on the wall for this guy when he dropped that pass in the playoffs last year. Good for him. He's getting paid. He's getting money. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's out 2 to 4 weeks. Calf strain. At minimum, he's out 2 to 4 weeks. I guess that's going to slow down his informal request for a trade, or at least his ambiguity in asking for a trade. What a wild situation that is. He's eventually going to move. I swear he's going to be gone before the trade deadline. Watch. Darius Slay doesn't know if he wants to be a cornerback in the NFL anymore. Doesn't matter if it's for the Steelers, the Eagles, or the Bills, who currently claimed him off of waivers. Jalen Carter out for the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night against the Los Angeles Chargers. Jalen Carter just had a procedure on his shoulders. And those are all the things we just talked about in the first hour of the show. You can always listen and hit rewind. You can start from the beginning on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call, the number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got some guests who are going to join us as well. Jason LaConfora is going to join us. Covers all things NFL for CBS as an Odyssey NFL insider. He'll be here with us in 20 minutes as we look towards Thursday night football and the start of week 14 between the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. Some major playoff implications in this one. Next hour, Tomer Azarli is going to join us. Covers all things NBA for Clutch Points. We want to talk about all the movement with the Bucks and, well, the soon-to-be movement with the Bucks, the moves we've already seen take place with the Clippers. There's a lot going on in the league. And then we got all these rumors about a trio of point guards that people may or may not want. Ja Morant. Which ball? LaMelo Ball. I got to think about which ball it is. LaMelo Ball and then Trae Young here in Atlanta. Hawks haven't needed him to, stay above water. Good for them. Anyway, we got so much more to get into. We're going to talk about this Monday night football. Oh, damn it. Let me not take us back to Monday. We'll talk about this Thursday night football game momentarily. It's going to take place in Detroit. Got the Dallas Cowboys, who just been lighting everybody up, 3 straight wins. The Detroit Lions have lost 3 out of their last 5. They're dealing with injuries on the offense. Things are going to be tough. We'll talk about that game momentarily before we bring on Jason LaConfora. Let's head to the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Michael. Michael, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
So being a diehard Ravens fan, I naturally have very high blood pressure.
Oh, boy.
I had to up my Lisinopril since this year started. Listen, but anyway.
You not on the amlodipine? You want to be on that one?
I need more than that. Sometimes I need to just be shot, you know, the chest damn. Shocker things. I don't even want to talk to people some mornings after the Ravens games. But I will say this.
All right.
Being a diehard Ravens fan, this year feels a lot different because in years past, it feels like we've peaked way too early in the season. And I know I sound a little loco, but I'm telling you, the Ravens, hear me, the Ravens are still going to make the Super Bowl. And only that.
Okay.
Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely are both going to have very productive postseasons.
Oh, wow.
And when we do get to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
I will call in.
Right.
All right. And I will just call in to say hi. And if I'm wrong, I will call in and face the music. But I'm not going to be wrong. This year feels so different. I'm telling you, man.
Why? Because they're bad now and they're going to get bad and then get good?
Not bad. We're at times, we do play every game we've lost. I mean, you can say that about any game, that it comes down to a few plays. I mean, last week we absolutely could have beat the Bengals. I mean, we keep shooting ourselves in the foot, and there's no excuse for it. But the good thing, we're still in first place. All we got to do is get that W, win the division. I'm telling you, the Ravens are going to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl this year.
Hey,
you heard it from Michael.
Sign me up. I've been waiting on them or the Buffalo Bills to do something for the longest, so we'll see. Hey, thank you, Michael. Chill out on the blood pressure, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for calling. Listen, he started. You know you're old when you know blood pressure medications. I don't use it, but I know what they are. Okay, I'm around enough old people. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm trying to avoid that stuff. Unless you want to send me some and I can sell it. Botch, is that's illegal, right? I shouldn't have said that.
It's illegal, but I actually have my bottle right here. When I was on amlodipine because I had pretension, whatever it was, hypertension.
You have you don't have pretension.
Not anymore.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you knew about the blood pressure medication?
Well, I know a couple of them.
But why'd you have who'd you have to fight?
Nobody. I just had stress.
Oh my God. Why do you got stress? Do we need to talk off air?
No, I'm good. I'm good now. I don't need anymore. I'm good. My numbers were actually low the last couple times.
You had stress?
Yeah. Nah. It's only when it's... I only have the pills with me just in case I do get,
Oh, boy.
Overwhelmed, and then I can start... I can feel when my blood pressure goes up.
You're using the pills. You're not selling them, right? Not in the back alley, nowhere?
No back alley.
How much would you sell a pill for?
I don't think people really want my 5-milligram blood pressure pill.
Somebody is going to... Listen... Somebody will buy anything. It's just a matter of who, okay? It's a market for everything with somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe 5 cents.
All right. Well, you find the right person, you could trick them. Anyway, let me get away from this. Well, I start getting emails and stuff. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. All I do is sell love over the air. Don't fall for my jokes. They're just jokes. Leave me alone. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Justin. He's also in Maryland. Shout out to everybody in Maryland. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. I just wanted to say about the Eagles season so far. Well, since the last couple games, everybody thinks that we're not going to go back to the Super Bowl. I like that guy's pick on the Ravens-Rams, but it's going to be Ravens-Eagles.
Okay.
And
now,
the Eagles are going to win.
Do you feel confident, given what you've seen so far this year with the Eagles and where they are at this point?
I mean, confident, yeah, man. I mean, we have to say basically the same team as our Super Bowl winning year last year.
Well, I don't know about
that. The only thing that's different right now is the offensive coordinator.
You got Petullo in there. It's not just the offensive coordinator. The offensive line is different. You got Lane Johnson, who's hurt. The interior of the line is different.
Is Lane Johnson out for the year?
No, right? He's out for four as it stands right now. But then even so, there's a guy from the Jets who they put on the interior now. He's on the Chargers. He's always hurt. He's gone.
Mekhi.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton.
Jalen Hunt.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton.
Becton. Yeah.
He was healthy enough to stay on the inside last year. So Saquon's numbers are down. People are still looking at Hurts going, what the hell are you doing? He's not running. Jalen Hurts ain't running the ball the way that he used to. They're relying on younger defensive backs who did a great job last year with all of their depth. It's not exactly the same team, Justin. It's not.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the secondary is really hurting us too, man.
Well, we just talked about that too. Especially now that you got Jalen Carter dealing with busted up shoulders. How's that going to help the secondary if they got less time, if the guys up front ain't pushing? So.
Yeah, well, like I said,
we'll see.
I'm still confident we're going to win it all still.
Wow. I did too, like 2 weeks ago, and every week that goes by, I kind of go, oh, maybe they won't get it together. We'll see, my man.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Justin. Damn, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It sounds nice. A lot of the big names, the stars are there, like names that you would think. They even brought Brandon Graham back out of retirement because they needed help with the pass rush. So, I mean, they just don't look good. I would not be surprised, and I'm saying this today, I would not be surprised if the Dallas Cowboys jumped them. I wouldn't. The Dallas Cowboys are going to be in action in about an hour from now in Detroit against the Lions. The Dallas Cowboys have won 3 straight games. They just beat the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. They beat the Eagles before that. I mean, they got the NFL's top offense. You got Dak to Pickens, Dak to CD. As CeeDee Lamb and Pickens can go out drinking in Las Vegas the night before and still haul in, I don't know, 150 yards receiving and a touchdown. The Dallas Cowboys are on a roll. And there was a point I'm like, eh, what are they going to do? Man, tonight they could be 7-5-1. That may happen real, real soon. Dak Prescott said, Lions, Tigers, Bears, we'll whoop the Lions' ass.
Definitely looking forward of just getting back out there, going to Detroit, just having the group that we have and having to communicate in such a tough environment, but understanding we got to play physical and we're going to be a fourth-quarter fight.
Oh, yeah, you know it's going to be a fourth-quarter fight. And somebody that's going to be trying to rip his head off is one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. His name is Aiden Hutchinson. Man, this guy's still back from a broken leg, and now he's back to whooping ass. This is what he had to say about taking on them boys.
Ton of good skill players. Dak's playing at a high level. So, yeah, we got to go out there. We're going to have our hands full. But I think we have all the guys we need to succeed in this building.
I don't know if you got all the boys and all the guys that you need. Okay, you're having another great season. 8.5 sacks. One of the best edge rushers in the game out of the great state of Michigan and the college. And now he plays for the Lions. Good for him. But some of the key guys that the Lions are missing. Amon-Ra St. Brown, we don't know if he's going to play. He's out with an ankle. You got Sam Laporta. He's on injured reserve. The Lions also have one of the best offenses in the game. Some of the best, or one of the best running back tandems, especially led by Jahmyr Gibbs. They don't have everything. The offense has certainly taken a little bit of a hit despite putting up all these points. They've lost 3 out of their last 5 games. They lost to Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Despite all of this, he's always optimistic, even though he's always gambling. Dan Campbell said, I believe in my guys.
The guys that we have here are here for a reason. We got plenty of talent. We got plenty of good dudes that are made the right way. The coaches are good. And it's really about playing winning football.
Well, they can go out there and play winning football. This might be a shootout, okay? We're going to see back to forth. This would be like one of them tennis matches where people's necks and heads just swerve left, right, left, right. It could be one of those. Jared Goff, I don't know if the Lions have peaked, but he knows this game is important. If the Lions lose, they started the season 5-2. If they lose tonight, they go to 7-6. How embarrassing. Listen to Jared Goff.
Field must win. And, you know, you say that, but there's a lot of things that can happen. And of course, you want to win every game. And we want to win this one. This one's very important. And certainly it's an NFC opponent, a team that's in the playoff hunt, just like we are. And so, yeah, it's a very important one. And we want to win.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't want to go out there and win a game? Unless you're a loser and you're trying to go out there and tank. For the Detroit Lions, this is a very important game. We know how stacked the NFC is, especially when you think about the NFC West. The Rams are 9-3. Seattle is 9-3. San Francisco, despite all of their injuries throughout the course of the season, they're 9-4. You think about the NFC North, Chicago leading the way at 9-3. Green Bay, 8-3. They just took that victory against the Lions. The Lions are behind them at 7-5. With all of the competition in the NFC West and in the NFC North, it's going to be tough for Detroit to get a wild card spot if they fall to 7-6. I mean, a team that was hoping for an opportunity to go to the NFC Championship game last year until Washington said, give me that. If Detroit loses tonight, there's a good chance that they don't make the playoffs at all. I'm out on the Lions on the season. That's me. I'm done. Okay? I want to see them go back to the playoffs and be competitive, but I think this year their curtains are ready. So whether they make the playoffs or not, I don't trust them. I don't believe in old gambling Dan Campbell. I like him as a coach. I think he's overly aggressive. And that's all nice when you're a good team. But when you've dealt with the injuries that they have and now you got to rely on just shootouts and now gambling, that's not a formula for success. The Dallas Cowboys have won 3 straight games. They've been able to add to their defense Quinn Williams, and now you have him in the middle who's helping out. They still don't have Diggs yet, even if he played. I think he'd probably get hurt again or not be effective. But the Dallas Cowboys are rolling. I think tonight the Dallas Cowboys are going to roll, and so their 4th straight victory. I think they're going to pick up their 7th victory overall, and I think they're going to be 1 win behind the Philadelphia Eagles in the win column. And the Eagles, oh man, they better pray to God and hope that they go out there and beat the Chargers and Justin Herbert with his busted up hand on Monday night, because things are already interesting in the NFC East. It looks like, or it looked like, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be done for the year. Man, they just might be getting started. And let me tell you something, nothing better of a story than Jerry Jones in the postseason, right? He's going to tell everybody how right he was, and he doesn't need this guy, I didn't need that guy, and Micah can do this, and Micah can do that. Jerry's going to think he's a genius if they get to the postseason. I'm here for a good Cowboys story. Sign me up. That old crazy, nutty Jerry Jones. What a wild nut that guy is. Sign me up. I like a story. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, we'll give you updates on the game when it gets started, but let's talk some more NFL. We're going to have a conversation with Jason Lockenfour from CBS Sports, Odyssey Insider. We're going to talk all things NFL, and we're going to start with tonight's game. We're going to talk about everything, the Ravens and Bills and Lions. We got you covered here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we're a little less than an hour away from the start of week 14 in the NFL season. In Detroit, we have the Lions who are reeling, getting ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys who are rolling. To give us a preview of tonight's game, in addition to everything we can expect this upcoming Sunday and beyond. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things NFL. He's an Odyssey NFL insider, and now he's also the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet. You can catch Wanna Bet everywhere, Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, all of the great things. Welcome back to the show, Jason Lockenford. Jason, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Listen, I don't got a complaint in the world, and I know the Dallas Cowboys, they don't got a complaint right now. We know tonight's game is going to have some major playoff implications. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys are going to make the postseason, maybe win the NFC East?
I believe in the Cowboys for the first time, and I don't even know when. And people I talk to around the league who are generally Cowboys skeptics, I believe in them. They haven't had an interior D-line worth a damn in forever, even when Dan Quinn was getting head coaching jobs because of these sacks and these takeaways. There was an ugly underbelly to that defense that would get exposed when they'd face real quarterbacks in big spots. And you could run on them and soften them up and set up whatever you wanted to do. And that's just not the case right now. And you look at what they've done as a team collectively since the Quinn and Williams trade. And I think it maybe started to germinate or populate a little bit before that. Everything makes sense now. It's interconnected. It's a sound defense across the board. And you look at, the pressure rates for guys like Clowney and Fowler since the trade, and they're elite. I mean, they're like getting pressure 19.8% of dropbacks or more. Like, that's big boy stuff. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with Quinn and Williams. They went from a team that was basically as bad against the run as Cincinnati, which is saying something, before he got there, to a team that's now, and I get some of its low volume, 82 rushing yards against per game the last 4 weeks. Like, that's a whole different ball of wax. 4.0 yards per carry instead of, 5.8 prior to his arrival. That's going to allow you to do a lot of different things. And it's a legitimate offense. They can run the ball better now than they've been able to in years. And when you couldn't stop the run and you couldn't run the ball, and now you can stop the run when it's, third and short, and you can run the ball when it's third and short. And you've got maybe the best slot receiver in the game. And right now, it's hard to find many outside receivers who are better than Pickens. And you've got a Mook tight end who can beat you in the slot and from outside. And the quarterback is in great form and great health. Yeah, I like them tonight. I mean, I think they are live to do damage, not just tonight, but maybe into January. And again, I am not a Cowboys believer by and large.
We got Odyssey NFL insider and host of Wanna Bet, Jason Lockenfour, here with us on the JR Sport Brief show. Conversely, you take a look at the Lions. It looks like they're going in the other direction. It looks like Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to try to give it a go tonight. What are your thoughts on the Lions? Is this just ultimately going to be a down year?
I mean, look, they set the perch so high with what they've done in the regular season and somewhat in the playoffs the last couple of years that there was almost nowhere to go but down. You looked at their schedule coming into the year, and I know it's tricky to do that because teams change so much from year to year, but it looked like an absolute gauntlet, and it's proven to be an absolute gauntlet. And they're not quite as airtight as home as they used to be. And the offensive line is incredibly beat up, and I don't think Hutchinson is right now. And they refuse to spend money to get a bookend with him. Like, I don't know what they're waiting for there. But I didn't love the offseason in terms of adding a bookend pass rusher, and I hated their trade deadline like I usually hate their trade deadline. And now Hutchinson looks a little beat up, and it's not a great secondary, and they're down their best cover guy. I think they have problems. The brain drain thing is real. You lost your coordinators and your center. I think Ben Johnson was a sensei for Jared Goff, not just the scheme, not just the play call, but just keeping him up and keeping him gassed up and hyped and massaging his ego. And, like, I think he really misses Ben Johnson right now. And I think he feels a little naked and a little vulnerable, not just without Ben Johnson, but without Ragnow. I mean, there's a reason they were trying like hell to patch him together and get him back in that building. So, yeah, I think they're quite vulnerable right now. And I'm not someone who usually would fancy teams to beat them much in that building. And I know what the numbers say and what they've done against the spread, and straight up for that matter, coming off a loss. But I think they're ripe to lose again. I have loved betting them and backing them throughout this Dan Campbell era. But I think this is a little different now. And I think they're a little bit panicky. And they better get off to a fast start tonight, because I think they have a hard time holding Dallas under 28 points.
Well, Jason, you talk about Ben Johnson and shifting from tonight's game. We saw what Chicago did to the Philadelphia Eagles. They got 9 victories on a 5-game winning streak. Nice start for Ben Johnson. But Caleb Williams still doesn't look all that settled. 9 wins is great for a first-year head coach and a second-year QB. But are you fully bought in on these Bears? I'm not.
I don't know if I'm fully bought in on them. I mean, I'm fully bought in that Ben Johnson's made a massive difference and should be very much in the Coach of the Year conversation. And I like the fact, frankly, that, you know, he's not letting some of the breaks that have gone their way and some of the fourth quarter's quirks, which I think there probably is some regression coming, he's not letting them get too caught up in that. And he's bringing up their warts and their flaws and saying, look, it's like we're doing some great things on the ground, but boy, we got this, you know, we think Roman Dunier is a number one receiver in this league. We got to get him looking like one. We got to win on the outside more. We've got to have a little bit more of a big boy passing game. So I think he's holding people accountable. I think he holds himself accountable. He's done tremendous work there. They've got Loveland going a little bit now. But do I think that right now is presently constituted, they're going to win a bunch of playoff games? I don't know about that, but I think they're way ahead of schedule. And I think he is one of the people who, if you're going to talk about inexperienced head coaches, but who could maybe do something that nobody's been able to do in Chicago forever, which is develop and cultivate a young quarterback who you can win with for a long time. I don't know whether we can call him a franchise quarterback or not or whatever. But get him playing winning football and keep him playing winning football and build him up and incubate him and develop him. I think Ben Johnson can do that. And I think there is obviously a lot of clay to continue to mold with Caleb Williams.
This Insider Call with Jason Lock and Four is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I know you host Wanna Bet, the podcast. We talked about this yesterday, Jason, the fact that as it stands right now, after Drake May's performance on Monday against the Giants, that he has a higher odds right now. The odds are higher from him to win MVP over Matthew Stafford. How long do you think that's going to last?
I don't think super long. I still think Stafford's numbers are going to be too gaudy to ignore. And I know the Rams slipped up last week and he had something to do with it, and there was some bad luck there. You know, I don't love him outdoors in the rain. It starts raining in the second half, and I know some of his mistakes were before that, but, you know, you had the quirky interception in the end zone. Obviously, the pick six, he'd want back. But I just think these marks in general fluctuate too much from week to week, especially when you're looking at someone in Stafford who looks like he's going to throw for 50 touchdowns in a year. Well, I don't know how many dudes are going to throw for 40. And it is a glamorous team, and it's a team with a high-profile head coach. It's a team that's won the Super Bowl before, and it's a team that is going to have a similar record to New England, and they're going to have done it, guess what, playing a much, much, much tougher schedule than New England and having faced many more playoff defenses than New England. And Stafford's a popular guy, and don't think that doesn't matter, because these are humans doing this, not just based on numbers and data, but on feeling and emotion. That's why Lamar didn't win it last year. But I'm old enough to remember a game in San Francisco 2 years ago when Brock Purdy was far and away the betting favorite to win the MVP, and Lamar was like third or fourth. And Lamar won that game, and Lamar played more great football down the stretch, and Lamar won his second MVP. So, I still think you're going to see – like, I think that game, Arizona-LA, is going to be pretty wild, a shootout. I think Stafford's going to throw for 3 touchdowns. I think he'll keep doing what he's doing, throwing for at least – 275 a game. He might have a situation there where he's got a one wide receiver with 21, 22 receiving touchdowns, right? And another one with like 12 or 14. Like, I don't know, man. You're telling me Drake May in year two is going to knock that off? I mean, maybe. Maybe. And I'm in no way knocking what May's doing. But I think Stafford's going to put up some numbers that are going to be hard to ignore.
I think so. Well, Jason, you mentioned the Baltimore Ravens. I know close to home. Are you surprised that Mark Andrews got that extension today? And I thought likely was going to step up, but foot slowed him down. And are you surprised he got that deal?
A lot of people are surprised. A lot of people around the league are surprised. I ran into an agent today who didn't have any dog in the fight, but was like surprised. You don't see many extensions in this league done in December. And you especially don't see them done in a situation like this where they wouldn't really commit to Andrews being on the team beyond last season because they thought they'd get likely extended and he thought he'd probably get extended and they couldn't get anywhere close on that. And now we reach a point where they basically pivot and they take Likely's money and they give it to Andrews.
Yeah.
I don't think Likely's back at this point. And that's kind of shocking because he's younger and he's more explosive and he's the ascending player. He's also been, frankly, in a very small sample size, a better playoff performer than Andrews has his whole career. A lot of people surprised about it. It's a weird way to do business. In-season extensions in the NFL can be really tricky. A lot of teams just won't negotiate in-season. And my guess is when we see the fine print of this, it's more like a one-year, $13 million deal than the way it's being presented in the media. But even that is, I think, going to be enough that Likely's going somewhere else. And that's pretty odd because this team doesn't have many people can win for them downfield right now at all. And a lot of that has to do with the scope of the offense and the offensive line and Lamar being beat up. But that's someone who can, and he's had a down year. And now you've given his money to somebody else at a time when you desperately need him to help unlock your offense in the short term. It's odd.
It's very odd. But before we let you get out of here, Jason, speaking of a down year, a team that won the Super Bowl and go through as much controversy as the Eagles have, they've now lost two straight. Dallas is on their heels. They're dealing with an injury to Jalen Carter. What is your thoughts or what are your thoughts on the Eagles and what they could do? Is it still early enough where they can turn this around or have they been through too much controversy, injuries, et cetera?
I, up until last week, had been an Eagle defender and, none of this matters. And Sirianni likes the noise and Big Dom likes the noise and who cares what A.J. Brown says. They've won Super Bowls dealing with this stuff before. But, no, I now am definitely concerned. And they're getting beat up again on the defensive line and the defense was what was holding them together and looking like it might be dominant again. And those guys have played, almost 160 snaps in a short period of time and now have to come back and play on a Monday night a little bit shorthanded. The injuries to the offensive line have been devastating. I don't believe they made a good hire at offensive coordinator, and that absolutely is a part of the problem. The dynamics between the quarterback and several of his pass catchers are not in sync or in game, and obviously the scope of that offense is frustrating a lot of people. And it's real hard to repeat in the first place, man. Don't think they're going to have a long playoff run. And I'm usually pretty bullish on that. But I just don't like what I'm saying.
Yeah, not as it stands right now. Well, Jason, we always appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could follow you, keep up with Wanna Bet. Fill us in, my man.
Yeah. You can check me out 2 to 6 weekdays on the Odyssey affiliate in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan. And, Wanna Bet, you can go to my Twitter, at Jason Lockenfour. You can go to at Wanna Bet with us on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're pretty much everywhere. 7 days a week, all of our best plays across all the sports that we handicap, basically 24/7. So check with us before you bet.
And no doubt about it. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll holla at you. You be well, okay? Happy holidays.
My pleasure. You too. Happy holidays. Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Shout outs to Jason Lockenfora. Odyssey NFL Insider, all of our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. A shout-outs to Jason for coming through. We always appreciate his time and his expertise. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are about 45 minutes or so away from kickoff between the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. It looks like the Eagles are in trouble. I'm going to tell you about, I guess there's something going on in Pennsylvania, okay? Because there's another team that's still going through a whole lot of trouble. I'm going to tell you about Penn State on the other side of the break. Do they got a coach yet? I mean, even James Madison has a new coach. Billy Napier, the new head coach of James Madison. What's up with Penn State? Do they have one? And we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. There's so much for us to discuss. But right now, nothing to discuss. We just listen to a newsflash from Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry nonstop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfar for joining us. He hosts Wanna Bet, Odyssey original podcast, and all of the calls with the insiders are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I am on your side. We are about 30 minutes away from the start of Thursday Night Football between the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. Dallas Cowboys trying to improve their playoff hopes and standings if they can get to 7 wins tonight. And Detroit, if they lose, Detroit can go to 7-6. I am favoring the Dallas Cowboys to win their 4th straight game tonight, as the Lions have lost 3 of 5. Amon-Ra St. Brown looks like he's going to try to go out there and give it a go on that ankle that he injured last week on Thanksgiving. It might be a shootout. The Lions have momentum on their side. So once the game gets started, we'll certainly keep you up to date on it. One of the conversations that we had with Jason Lockenfora was about the Philadelphia Eagles. I've lost some confidence in them. Jason has lost some confidence in them. And now, especially that we have learned that their defensive line is taking a hit with Jalen Carter out, it don't look all that good. And I don't know, maybe there's something about football in Pennsylvania right now. Okay, the Pittsburgh Steelers are dealing with the Mike Tomlin stuff. Fans are chanting for him to get fired. Ben Roethlisberger is saying maybe it's time for him to leave. James Harrison is saying it's time to leave. The Eagles are falling apart. Penn State doesn't have a full-time head coach yet. It is just football's not all that good in Pennsylvania right now. I mean, we even had Ben Roethlisberger. We played the sound for you yesterday. Big Ben is like, hey, you know what? Maybe Mike Tomlin needs to go to Penn State. It'd be great for everybody. I'm like, damn, waited to just kick the guy out of the NFL and just send him to college? Oh, who says Mike Tomlin wants to hang out with a bunch of kids all day or young men? Hanging out with grown adults and doesn't have to babysit people. So I don't know if that's what's on his mind. But listen, Penn State, by the way, they still need a coach. I don't know if you heard yesterday, National Signing Day, they were able to sign a whopping, let me check again. I got to make sure this is right. Two players. That's it. Two players on National Signing. Like, they don't have a coach. Like, that's the biggest issue. Bacha, it's not 22 players. It's two?
Two. Okay. Officially signed.
Damn, ouch. I feel like a good majority of players have already said, I'm leaving Penn State or I'm not going to Penn State. I'm just going to follow James Franklin to Tech, which sucks. And then, meanwhile, you think about every coach that Penn State wanted or had an opportunity to get. Like, everybody got a contract. Like, Penn State served a purpose by dumping James Franklin, and maybe they're paying for it right now. Kurt Cignetti? Oh, is he going to leave Indiana? Is he going to go to Penn State? No. He's going to stay his old behind at Indiana. They gave him almost $100 million. Okay. You got Matt Rhule. Oh, he used to play. He's going to go home to Penn State. No. He's sticking around in Nebraska. We can go on and on. Satake this weekend. Is he leaving BYU? He's like, no, I ain't going nowhere. He's sticking around. He's getting ready to coach his team against Texas Tech. So things continue to just be bad right now for Penn State. You don't got a coach, how the hell are you going to get in recruits? They're pretty ironic. It was just about a month ago that Penn State athletic director Pat Kraft, he took a look at their interim head coach and Terry Smith. He also played for the team. He did help them win three games at the end of the year. He used to play wide receiver for the Nittany Lions. He talked about how great of a recruiter he's going to be. How can he be a recruiter if we don't know if he's going to keep the job? Listen to this crap.
Recruiting world has changed. I mean, student athletes are flipping and going everywhere. And look, I'm not going to be naive. I probably know that every Power Four conference, every Power Four team has reached out to our student athletes already. I'm not naive to say that that's where the industry is, but what I will tell you is Terry and I talked, and one of the reasons why I was comfortable in doing this now is because of Terry. Terry's an elite recruiter. Terry has relationships with those kids, and Terry and I first, you know, we talked about many things, but that is a part of it, and we've got to continue. I think what we will show is that we're such a big and historical program that we are going to weather the storm. We have weathered far worse than this. And so I think once Terry gets settled in.
Oh, boy. How's he going to get set? Well, how settled in does he need to be? You need to give him the job. Oh, damn, Bacha, they have scared the living hell out of me here in the studio. Oh, my God. They have fire. No, they finally outside the window. Oh, my God, there's fireworks. Oh, my God. Oh, damn. You can't hear the fireworks.
I heard it.
You heard the fireworks?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, damn. Now the smoke is coming up. Oh, my God. That was for the Christmas tree lighting, folks. Damn. Whew. Bacha, I look over my shoulder. The lights are flashing outside. I'm like, what's going on? And they're counting down the lighting of the Christmas. Can you give me some of that blood pressure medication you got?
Oh, no. That only works for, like, real stress, not jump scares.
Okay, all right. Damn. It's like the building across from me was just blinking flashy white light. Flash, 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 flash. I didn't expect the fireworks. Damn. Bacha, they got a budget for fireworks for a tree lighting? Damn.
Yeah, why not? When else are you going to use them besides for 4th of July? And
you seen fireworks for a tree lighting?
I've actually seen fireworks for Groundhog Day.
What?
Yeah, so I went to the official Groundhog Day ceremony.
Wait. In Pennsylvania?
In Punxsutawney. I drove out there 2 years in a row now.
Oh, my God.
And
to see a fat rat come out of a hole.
Well, it's not a hole. It's a tree. It's a tree stub.
Okay.
And, yeah, they shoot off like a solid 10 to 15 minutes worth of fireworks.
Oh, my God.
Before sunrise to kill time.
That guy comes out in that stupid hat looking like Abraham Lincoln.
The Inner Circle? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Rainmaker? I think his name was.
What's the deal with this? Well, he's the keeper of the, what's that thing called? What is he?
The groundhog.
The groundhog. He's the keeper of the groundhog.
Yes. He basically takes care of him during the year. And basically, he's like the one true translator of groundhog ease.
Listen, man, I haven't heard about or understood Groundhog's Day in about, I don't know, a very long time. What's the deal? If he sees his shadow, it's going to be extra cold. And if he doesn't, we don't care. Like, what's the deal with this thing again?
I'm going to be honest. I've been there multiple times. I still don't know which one it means. But either way, there is going to be an early spring or an extra winter. I think if he sees his shadow, it's an early spring. And if he doesn't see a shadow, it's a...
But that's a load of crap, right? Because the earth still spins and summer's going to be summer and fall's going to be fall and it's going to fall on the 21st or whatever. They got nothing to do with no fat rat out of a hole.
Oh, no, of course. But the groundhog's never wrong because the translation's just messed up.
What do you mean the groundhog is never
wrong? Phil has never been wrong in his career.
About what?
The weather. If it's going to be an early winter and early...
No, but what do you mean there's an early... They don't change the calendar based on the rat.
No. And of course not. But it's part of the bit.
As a part of it being outside, is it going to feel cold or warm soon? Is that what it is?
Basically. Oh, but man. Yeah, if he sees his shadow, I just found my ticket. If he sees his shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, spring's around the corner.
What is this thing called? A groundhog?
Yeah, groundhog.
Can I turn him into a hat or is that not good?
I have a Phil hat, but Phil is immortal.
Okay. All right. He just live forever.
Yep. Elixir of life.
All right. Here I go again. Last week, it was something about the tiger at LSU, and today I want to turn a groundhog into a hat. Yeah, the people at PETA love me, and I love PETA. I love animals. I don't have a chicken. I like eating chicken, grilled chicken. Okay, I'll have a steak every now and then. I'm not a huge red meat person. Yeah, give me a groundhog. It's getting cold outside. A chinchilla coat. Anyway, we're going to talk some more football. Get to your calls on the other side. I'm not going to kill no animals. Leave me alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.